Now let me move on down here in verse 9. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. The word faithful here should be believing Abraham. In other words, God saves the sinner today on the same basis that he saved Abraham. That is, he asks of the sinner faith. He asks Abraham to believe him that he would do certain things for him. He asks you and me to believe that he's already done certain things for us in giving Christ to die. And so faith is the modus operandi by which you and I are saved. Now, verse 10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Now, if you'll notice here, the word continueth, that is the important word. Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Now, I'm willing to grant that maybe there was a day in your life you felt very good, and you were on top of the world, and you were singing, everything's coming up daisies, and on that day, while you walked with the Lord, you didn't stump your toe. And then you say, well, because I did that, God saves me. But I'd like to ask the question here. Cursed is everyone that continueth not in the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. How about that? Do you keep the law 24 hours every day? 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year in thought, word, and deed? My friend, the law could only condemn and will condemn you when you let down. And if you are a human being, you let down. I'm almost sure you do. You're not walking on top of the world all the time. I know there is a preacher, and he's a very fine preacher. He's always going around saying hallelujah, praise the Lord. And someone asked his wife one day, says, is he like that all the time? And she said, no, says he has bad days. We all have bad days, don't we? And if you're going to come under law, my friend, you just will have to be under law. And if you have a good day, you're not going to be rewarded for that. Suppose that I keep all the laws of Pasadena where I live for 20 years. And I've been living here 20 years, and I guess maybe when the policeman's not looking, sometimes, you know, if I'm in a hurry, I speed up a little, and I know now I'm going to get letters. I mentioned that once before, and oh, did I get lectures, and I hope these people who lecture me, I hope that they're keeping all of the rules and regulations also. But may I say to you, maybe I have kept them all. Let me say that. That's a better illustration. 20 years, I keep all the laws. Well, suppose I wait out at my house. Well, I've kept the laws for 20 years. I feel like the officials of Pasadena ought to come out and give me a medal. My friend, they don't give you a medal for keeping the law. But suppose I keep it perfect for 20 years. And then in that day after the 20th year, I go out and I really break the law. Suppose I steal. Suppose I break the speed limit. You know what's going to happen? They're going to arrest me. They're going to arrest me. You see, the law doesn't reward you. It doesn't give you life. The law penalizes you. Faith, my friend, gives you something. In other words, if you're saved by faith, and that's the important thing, you see. Now, you're to continue in it if you're going to be under law.